Parshas Beshalach, where Stark Orion and Shoivavim, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Vayelech Shoivav, that's Shmoy's verb by Beshalach. But we can still be Koireya the Yam, even someone that maybe wasn't so Stark Orion and the Shoivavim yet, even after Vayelech Shovav, Shovav is Nish, yeah, Shovav is a Shovav, I don't know if you can translate it as Shovav, but you can still be Koireya the Yam. Every person could have his own Kriyas Yamsuf. Every person has to have his own Yitzias Mitzrayim and his own Kriyas Yamsuf. The emes is, there's a pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuvov. We said Kapitel Kuv Hei and Kapitel Ayin Ches discuss the Eser Makis not in the correct order. But we also have in Kapitel Kuvov, it says, Vayigar biyamsu vayecharev. That is the same gematria as Tshuva, 713. And it's also the same gematria as Doson va'aviram. Because I saw brought down, Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin says, that there was a bazunder kriyas yamsu for Doson va'aviram. They came separate. And there was a bazunder ga'ora. And the message is everyone, even Dosan Va'aviram, can do tshuva. Dosan Va'aviram 7:13. Tshuva 7:13. Vayigar v'yamsuf v'yecharav 7:13. Now the pasuk says Vayihi. The medrash says Vayihi is lashon sar. Vay. Frek the medrash. My vay. My tzavach. Who is krechtzing? So the medrash brings two pshatim. Either Paroi is krechtzing because the Yidden are leaving early. They were supposed to stay for 430 years, they're not staying that long. And some say Moshe Rabbeinu is krechtzing. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu krechtzing? It's because it's Vayihi B'shalach Paroi. Paroi is sending us out. We need Paroi to tell us it's time to go out. This should have been, we should have stayed in Mitzrayim until the end. And then been Zoicha to have the Geula Hashlema. Not that Paroi is sending us out, but that the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Because it's Paroi, and that's why we're leaving earlier. And that's why, as there's a remez in the pasuk in Eicha, Hisbiani Bamiroirim, Hirvani Lano, that there's a direct connection, correlation between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. And that's also, the Sfarim say, Bishalach is 340, but with the extra four letters, it's 344. The Yidden was supposed to be Mitzrayim for 430 years. The Koishi Hashibud was supposed to be for 430 years. How many years was the Koishi Hashibud? 86. We were there for 210. But the Koishi Hashibud was 86. 86, Gematria, Elikim. Elikim is with a hey in the middle. Yeah, not a kif. Elikim is 86. Kois is 86. We were supposed to be five times. Five Midois Hadin. 430 is 86 times five. Why did we go out early? 344 years early, B'shalach, 344 years early. We only did one kois. That's why B'Lil HaSeidah we drink four koisos. It's the each kois is the kois that we didn't stay. We were supposed to stay five full measures, shiurim, of kois, of 86 times five. The emes is, the etzem yisoid, it's mevor and the svarim, the chidah brings others, that Yosef HaTzadik already in Mitzrayim made a deal with Paray that arbi yodos they keep and they only have to give, right? The pasuk says in Vayigash, Yosef HaSadik already set the trend, set the deal going that we only have to give 1/5. We were supposed to give 430. We were supposed to give the full 430. But Yosef HaSadik already shteld avek that arba yodos lachem, that's why we go out much earlier. Now, the emes is, there's a steer in the psukim whether we were supposed to go out after 400 years. It's in last week's parasha, it actually says 430 years. Vayihi, Miketz Shloishim Shana Va'arba Me'ay Shana. All the Rishonim Shtel. It wasn't 430 years. It was 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. But what's 430? So there's a cheshbon from Brisbane. I'm sorry, it doesn't exactly work out. There's a big arichas in the Ramban. There's a dover nifla. People don't chap. But shteita in Ramban a dover nifla ma'oid. He says the Yidden was supposed to leave 400 years after Leidas Yitzchak, but because they were shetufei zima and loy osu bris in Mitzrayim, they were punished, and they stayed an extra 30 years in Mitzrayim. And in the end, they didn't go out till 430 years after Leidas Yitzchak. Meaning they were really in Mitzrayim for 240 years. It is a pasuk somewhere that says 210. No, they were there. But that means that means that we're in the year Tof Yudalid now. Not Tof Shin Pei Dalid. It's 30 years. I mean, Shemitah will work out, and because that started only by Knesset La'aretz, but if the... When you're cheshbening from Leidas Yitzchak, we know when that is. I mean, work out the Pesukim, Adam, Noyach, work it out. If the Ramban is saying that they didn't leave Mitzrayim 400 years after Leidas Yitzchak, rather 430, it's a dover, as a state in Ramban, among various other pshatim that he has over there, that was in the pasuk in last week's parasha on Shloishim va'arbami oishana. Now the pasuk says by us, "V'loy nocham elikim derech eretz plishtim ki karevu ki amar elikim peni nochem ha'am b'raisa melchama v'shavu mitzrayma." There's a famous kasha from the Chazon Ish. The reason the Eibishter didn't take them derech eretz plishtim because they might go back, he had to tell them send them to Sinai. There was a haftocha already mitchila that the Torah was going to be given in Sinai. This is the reason they're going out is v'loy nochem elikim. It's a peladik of zach. You're talking that there's a pshat. It's part of a much larger picture, but maybe just the nakuda of it. Ulai, you have to hatsos dvarim. You have to know it's chedushim. It's scary things to think about. You have to know. You're talking that if the yidden would have stayed in Mitzrayim the full amount of years and not fallen into the nun shari tum and have to be taken out early because otherwise the haftocha was only to bnei Yisrael and it's not bnei Yisrael v'chulei all that. Then matan Torah could have also been in Eretz Yisrael. The whole idea that the Torah is given in Sinai, that we're going to still go back to Golis, because we went out early, and we have to go back four more Golisin, and Vayehi, Bishalach, is a Revi'i, is the Taimi Hamikra is a Revi'i, four more measurements of Golis, four Kaisis of Golis that we have to go through, four Golis, Edoim, Bavel, the whole thing. So the Torah has to be given in Sinai, so we should know that we can, but b'chol matz of shahu, you could be mischaber to Torah. But in the original plan, the way it was supposed to be, they were supposed to straight to Eretz Yisrael, and matan Torah could be in Eretz Yisrael, and the whole thing could work different. Now we know what it says also, v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, the Chazal bring, Rashi brought it in last week's parasha by Makas Choshech, 80%, v'chamushim, 80% of Klal Yisrael weren't zaycha. They all died in Makas Choshech, a holocaust, Kepshutai, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, 80%, four-fifths, right? That's the four-fifths of, we only worked also one-fifth, but four-fifths, Bechlal didn't last through. Aber ki lo yidach mimenu nidach, we're near the end of the last Golas, 80%, I don't know the numbers, maybe even more of Klal Yisrael, it's not Shem Torah Mitzvahs. But we have to know that at this Geula, it's going to be, the 80% is also coming. It's not going to be Vachamushim, it's going to be, everyone is going to be able to go out. Now, Kipshute Rashi says Vachamushim is Mizuyonim, that they came out with Klei Zayin. There's another pshat that there was Chamishim Geulas, the Svasemis brings, the Makar is really in the Zohar. There are, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Torah 50 times, because there are 50 levels of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are different levels of Tumah that they were in, and they had to transfer to levels of Kedusha. So there were 50 Yitzias. I saw an interesting pshat in the Emes Liyakov from Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. It means that Klal Yisrael went out as a tzava, as an army. And as in the units in the army, they were units of 50. V'chamushim. They each gedud, I don't know how you say it. Each, whatever, yeah. Each, there was kvutzas of anshei tzava. It was groups of 50. And that's what it means, v'chamushim olu. And he says, it's a dover nifle. He says, if you look in the Psukim in Bamidbar and in Pinchas, when it counts the numbers of Klal Yisrael, everything is rounded off to a 50. Either 100 or 50. There's no Sheva that had 27,836. Why is it all 50s? He says it was 50s because they broke them up into groups of 50. And if it was a little off, so there was another few. So a few of the groups, they made 51. But they still called it 50. Or if it was too much, so a few of the groups, they took one away. And they were groups of 49. But it's still called units of 50. It was v'chamushim. And except one of the Shvatim by Reuven, it was 43,730. It was because some of them died by Adas Kairach and by Yehila Moifes that the Eibishter wanted to show that this is different, that they were Nifter. But otherwise, they went in units of 50. And interesting, he says, he brings a lot of Diyukim and Psukim and Tanakh also, that was what was going on. Now, the Pasuk says, as they're going in the Midbar, Ba'amud Onon, Ba'alan Choysen Ba'derech, and Ba'laylan Amud Eish, Lahoyer Lahem, Lalechas Yoimon Ba'layla. The Gemara in Shabbos brings that this is a makar that had lokas neiros shalayakdim v'shalayachad. The Emes says there are kama v'kama Shabbos dikasugis in this week's parsha. You have tchumin, you have shalosh seudos, you have lechem mishneh, hayoim, hayoim, hayoim. It says three times later by the month. There are many Shabbos dikasugis, but also neiros Shabbos. The idea is brought down from this layomish amuda onan. The Gemara's lashon is right. It says Shabbos tafchav gimel in the Chanukah sugis. The bitu de Rabbi Yosef. She was lighting late. Rabbi Yosef said, no, lo yomish amir onan. So she thought, okay, maybe very, very early. No, uvavad, shalay yakdim, v'shalay yaacher. There's a shiloh, what does it mean, shalay yaacher? I mean, you're not going to light after the zman, it's Shabbos, nisht halten vira bayin tam, that's what it's saying. I saw an interesting pshat in the Torah to Mima. He says, lo ya'acher means, don't put so much oil into the candle that it should last through the entire Shabbos and even go beyond into Mitzvah Shabbos. Because then it's not nicker that you're doing it L'Kavod Shabbos. You put in so much oil. So lo ya'acher, make sure that it should be nicker that you did it for Kavod Shabbos. Don't put 36 hours worth of oil in a different pshat in shelo yaktim v'shelo ya'acher. I saw in the Ayeles HaShachar, Alatayr from Rabbi Aaron Leib, he brings that, he has a nidin about it, that could be in the Midbar there wasn't Bein HaShmoshes. There's a very big sugi called Bein HaShmoshes. It's not exactly clear what it is. It's a suffix. What it is. Is it Yoim? Is it Lail? Is it a Briya Bifnei Atzmai? He wanted to say that in the Mishmaris of the Amud Esh and the Amud Onan, there was no Bein HaShmoshes. It was precision. He has a nidin about it. He has a suffix. If it was Azoy or not, then he has Nafkaminis. Whether in the Arboim Shana, the Midbar, with the Amud Esh and the Amud Onan, was there a bear of Bein HaShmoshes? Now the Eibishter sees that Klal Yisrael is going, and he says, "Nevuchim heim ba'aretz." So I saw an interesting pshat in Parshas Bamid, in Parshas Beshalach. We also have a lot about Parnosa. There's a special minute. It's already too late. It's Thursday. The school is on Tuesday. Although I think some of the tzedakah, I don't know what you call them. What's it called? They have a late bird fee. If you'll do it, they'll do you the school today also for the right price. But there's a special thing if you say Parshas Hamon and for Parnosa and it ties into Tu B'Shvat and it's an old Indian. But even earlier in the parasha, I saw very interesting from the Tferes Shloimeh Miradomsk. The pasuk says Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz Sagar Aleim Hamidbar. So he reads it Bederach Drash. Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz. There are people that are so Navoich, so lost and far blunged in their artzias, in their gashmiistic search for artsy-istic things. Ad kidekach, that it's sogar aleim hamidbar. Their mouth, midaber, is closed. They don't know how to daven. They're just so busy for blunjit, thinking about their parnasa. And bedoimul zed is a pshat. It says, atzabeim kesef ezov. People are so ba'atzvas and so far tracht about the kesef ezov, so it comes to pelahem v'lo yadaberu. Oh, but the emesis, this is later in the parasha, Rav Meir Perslan says, Hashem yilochem lochem. Hashem is going to bring you the bread. You're so busy, nervined about it. You're being choyrish mezimas, how to get the lechem. Don't worry about it. Hashem, yilochem lechem. Hashem will give you the parnosa. Vayugad lemelach Mitzrayim ki barach ha'am. Ki barach, the Baal HaTurim says, is gematria Amalek. Because Amalek is that ultimate guy that's gonna tattle on us. Ki barach ha'am. Now, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Sheish Meyos Rechev Bochor, he takes 600 chariots. There's an interesting pshat. It's brought down in the Maram Shif. The Maram Shif, at the end of Mesech Techulin, has a whole bunch of different little shtiklach all over Shas, but in the end of Mesech Techulin, and he brings, Vayikach Sheish Meyos Rechev Bochor, if you take six from the word Rechev, Rechev is 222. Rechev, 222. If you take six from 222, you're left with Bacher. Bacher without a Rechev. Yeah, you take six away from Rechev, you're left with Bacher. Ad kan l'shayni of the Maram Shif. But what is he saying? What he's saying is that Bacher is 216. Now, 216 is very interesting because there are three psukim in the parsha here called the famous three psukim in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Yutes, Chof and Chof Aleph. And they go like this. It's the psukim of Vayisa, Vayovoi, Vayet. These three psukim, Vayisa, Malach, Velikim, Vayovi, Bein Machin, Mitzrayim, Vayet, Moshe, Es Yodai, each of these three psukim have 72 letters. Alpi Kabbalah, Rashi brings this in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei, if you want, that if you, Alpi Kabbalah, you spell out these letters, and there's two different mahalachim. One mahalach is that the middle pasuk is backwards. You do the Vayovi pasuk backwards. There's another mahalach that you do the Vayovi pasuk straight, which, either way, it creates 72 three-letter names of Hashem. 72 separate three-letter names of Hashem. Of course, if you do it backwards, it comes out to different 72 letters, although there's about four or five that are the same by coincidence. Not by coincidence, they come out the same. But I was in the shul from the Rav Doiv HaKoyin Cook in Tveria, by the Aron Kodesh there, it has all 72. It's a whole Indian that, the Marshal over there in Sukkah, they used to say, Klal Yisrael, after Halel, Ani V'Hoye Shiyano. So those two words, Ani and Vav Hey Vav, are Rashi brings over there in Sukkah. He brings the whole Vayisa Vayav Vayet thing. He goes Shalika Sidron, meaning he goes that the middle pasuk is backwards, and it comes out that these are the 72 different three-letter names of Hashem. Again, there's a 72-letter name, but I'm talking about the 72 little mini three-letter names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not a coincidence that these three psukim are being mentioned here, the Gabi Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the ultimate hisgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that it was Ba'as Baklari HaMe'ira I saw brought down in some Svarim. How did millions of Yidden and Klal Yisrael all the same time, Ein Shnei Nevi'im, I saw Rav Gadai Shurai talks about this. Oh, this one was talking about Ein Shnei Nevi'im Esnabim B'Signan Echad. How could the Gans Klal Yisrael automatically say Oz Yoshu, which ends up being the Psukei HaTorah? This was a Darg of Aspaklari HaMe'ira. They saw and the Hizgalus Gufa is the Hizgalus of these names. Now 72 is Gematria Chesed. 72. Three times that is Gevura. Now people think Gevura and Yira also 216. Bachar, Yira, Gevura, Aryeh. It's three times Chesed. It's also Chavakuk. Chavakuk, the Zohar brings, is 216. It's, you think that three times, you think that something is Gevura and Yira and it's din and it's dark and it's not the way things are supposed to be. But Adarabba, it's the ultimate. It's the triple of Chesed. I'm not going to go into the geometrical aspect of it, that a circle is three times the diameter. I know it's pi. But it's that inyan that Vayisa, Vayova, Vayet is this hisgalus of the thing. Now the truth is, it says Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikra. In the word Yavar, is Ayin Beis, is 72, which is Chesed, and then the other three letters in Yavar is Resh Yud Vav, is 216. In Yavar is the epitome of the Chesed and the Chavakuk, the ultimate three times more of it as well. We say in Hallel, Hayom Ro'av Ayonois, and it's describing about, of course, Kriyas Yamsuf and the Medrash, famous Medrash that many Sfarim talk about, the Medrash Pliya. Hayom Ro'av Ayonois, Ma Ro'av Hayom, Ro'av Braisa de Rabbi Yishmol. And Harbe Sfarim, I saw Rabbi Yonis and many other Sfarim, they also talk about what state, I'll say a few of the Pshatim, what does it mean the Medrash to be Meram is, Ma ro hayom ro braisa the Rabbi Shmuel. So Medrash Yonason, Rabbi Abishitz writes, he says, the Abish is telling the Yam to split. The Yam says, no, halalu oiv the Avodah Zarah, but halalu oiv the Avodah Zarah, they're in the Memta Shari Tumah, they don't deserve it any more than the Mitzrim. And the Abish answers, there's various Neschais in the Medrash, but in one of the Midrashim it says, the Abish answers, halalu osu tshuva. Fret the Yam, who says tshuva works by a Ben Noyach, it's Koyde Matan Torah. Who says tshuva? We know there's a koyach of tshuva. Who says that the koyach of tshuva could work for Klal Yisrael? It's before Matan Torah. The answer is Yishmol as a tshuva. Yishmol, we know as a tshuva lebesayf yomav. And how do you know his tshuva was accepted? Because if his tshuva wasn't accepted, you think there would be a braisa de Rabbi Yishmol? You think there would be a braisa de Rabbi Yishmol? We would name a tana, the halach tana Rabbi Yishmol. Must be that Yishmol's tshuva was accepted. So the Yam saw the braisa de Rabbi Yishmol, and he understood that the answer is the Klal Yisrael the tshuva. Another pshat b'derek drash. The Yam is saying, who says I should split? So it says, Hayom Rav Ayonis Hayarden Yisav Lachar. The Yam learned the Kal V'Chaymer from the Yarden. If the Yarden split for Yeshua, certainly the Yam should split for Moshe. Where does it say Kal V'Chaymer? In the Braisa, the Rabbi Shmuel. Vayoshav Hayom, this is other Pshatim, we'll move on. Vayoshav Hayom Lifnois Boiker Le'esonoi. Chazal bring Le'esonoi. L'tnai, a son is the same letters as Tnai. Tnai, hisna kodesh baruch hu with the Yam. If you're going to be kareya the Yam, then you're going to have the Bri. If not, not. The question is, so why does it mention le'esonai to the Tnai now that the Yam is returning back to its original natural state? This Tnai should be alluded to when the Yam is splitting. Says the Shem Yishmuel, no. The Yam is splitting, and he's doing his Tnai. If he wouldn't have done the Tnai, then he wouldn't go back to being the Yam. What would be? Nothing would be. Everything would be Chayzer L'Toyu V'Voyu. So where is it expressed, Taka the Esoni? Where is the strength? Dafka, when it finally goes back to its original state, and you have, oh, this is for real now, because it kept the Tanai. Hagam, this farm asked, L'Chayr, it had to go back to its original state. That was part of the Tanai. The Tanai was also to be Matzel Klal Yisrael, but also to be Matbiya the Mitzriim. So the Yaxer Hayom Le'esonoi is still also part of the Tanai. The Sfarim also bring that Eson or Tanai, same letters, are the four letters in Diktuk that bring a word from the past to the future. Because that's what's happening here. The Yam has been around for 2,000 years, but we don't know if it's really here. It looks like it's here, but maybe it's not. Now is when it's turning into reality. The letters Eson or Tanai are Lamashal in the pile of Binyan, Bana. There's Evne, Tivne, Yivne, Nivne. It doesn't work with the other Isias. Those are the Isias. The Isias Tanai or Eson are the Isias that are mashlim someone into from Avar into Asid, meaning into a Metzias. Vayoisha Hashem Vayoimahu. For those learning Daf Yoimi, the Gemara brings down a story on Daf Pei in Baba Kama. Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi came to a Shavua HaBen Va'amri Lo Yeshua HaBen. They came to an event and there was a machloikis between the three who should enter the room first. For those that are learning Daf Yoimi, you could look up what happened. There's a whole balagan what happened. Who goes in first? But I'm telling on the lashon of the Gemara was it was either a Shavua HaBen Zok Rashi or Bris Mila, which is after a week, or a Yeshua HaBen. What's a Yeshua HaBen? Zok Rashi, a Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because Yeshua, the Targum is Pidyon. Frek Rabbi Kveger and Gilyan Ashas in Baba Kama Daf Pei. There's no such pasuk Yeshua. He says it's a mistake. It's Vayosha. It's our parsha. Vayosha. The Targum says Pidyon. Targum Yonason actually says Perkona Vishazova, which is also another lashon of Yeshua. Tosfos actually argues and says no, it's not going at Pidyon Aben. It was actually a Shalom Zohar because the Rach HaNoilet is Nimlat and Noisha because like it says Vehemlita Zohar. He doesn't mention that it's Dafka on Friday night, but the concept of Shalom Zohar is in Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf. Pay. The Yamshel Shloima over there actually goes by Riches into various other Seudais Mitzvah, which are or aren't considered Seudais Mitzvah, and the Gedorim thereof. There's a interesting halacha. There's a Magen Avraham in Eir Chaim, Simen Samach Zayin. It's in Hilchas Kriyashma, where it's brought down that there's a Mitzvah essay, besides the Mitzvah of Kriyashma, a Mitzvah essay, the Raisa of Mitzvah Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Bayoim, Uvalaila, and the Magen Avraham says a chiddush ledina a chiddush that if a person says os yashir, he is mekayim the mitzvah even if he didn't say kriyishma and didn't say vayomer. I don't know why not, but if he said os yashir, he was yoitza the mitzvah doiraisa of mitzvahs zechirus yitzias mitzrayim. Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch, in the new Shulchan Aruch that's printed from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and actually we also have Hagoyis from the Chasam Sofer. And it's interesting, Rabbi Kveger, in his Shulchan Aruch, he didn't have Hagoyis Chasam Sofer or Hagoyis Rabbi Kveger. I mean, he had Hagoyis Rabbi Kveger, he wrote them. But in the Hagoyis Rabbi Kveger, he writes, V'chosni Moshe Mipreshberg, he quotes the Chasam Sofer, who was his son-in-law in Zivik Sheni. The Chasam Sofer's second wife was the daughter of Rabbi Kveger. But Sai Rabbi Kveger, who quotes the Chasam Sofer, and Sai the Chasam Sofer, now Shulchan Aruch says both, they both ask on this Magen Avraham, how could you say that Oz Yashir is a kiyum of mitzvahs zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's not mentioned in Oz Yashir Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf, which is a Meir de Gazach. But what does that have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? L'choyer, the Machloikas Magen Avraham and Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Kveger is Kriyas Yamsuf a separate Mitzias entity, Darga Inyan? Or no, it's the culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I once wanted to say a Chiddush. It's Chavav to me, this Chiddush. It's an interesting Chiddush. That this machloikus Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eger could be has shrushim, but I want to be makdim. It's a davar yedua bavus tzach that there's a famous chakira of the Parashas Drachim, that the Parashas Drachim declares if the Yidden far matan Torah, if they have a din of a Ben Noach or a din of a Yisrael, and he's marach about it. And if you went through a little bit the Parashas Drachim, he makes it a machloikus achroinim, and after a lengthy discussion, he makes it a machloikus rishonim. And then he makes it a machloikis Tanoim, and then he makes it a machloikis Yosef and the brothers. If you go, remember, Beparshas Vayeshev, we discussed Barichas, the Vikuach, about the brothers with Yosef, Agabi Eivim and Achai, and various other, Mezalzub and Ashvachis, v'chule. It's a big topic, but this is Aderech Halima, that the machloikis Achroinim, if the Bnei Yisrael, Farmat and Torah, Avedin of the Benoia, is really the Shroshim is already earlier. Now, Lemoshel, Taka Lagabi this week's Parsha, I'm going to get back to the Magen Avraham, but Lagabi this week's Parsha, we mentioned earlier that the Yam comes and says, "Takadosh Baruch Hu, halalu ayv the avoy dezara, halalu ayv the avoy dezara." Why should I save them? And according to a different version in the Medrash, which I mentioned before about Tshuva, but there's a different version where the Medrash says the Eibishter screams at the Yam and says, "Tipish shoyte, klumato dan shoygig kemezid va'oynis kerotzin." Well, you're a shoyte. You're treating a shoygig like a mezid and an oynis like a rotzin. Says the Parashas Drachim. Why is he a shoyte? And why does it say a double lashon? Shoygi kemezid oynus karotzin, says the Parashas Drachim a davar nifla, that the yam has a vikuach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if the Yidden have a din of a Benoyach or of Yisrael. And the Yam wanted to be an extra fafrum to Yeshivish, and he said, it's both l'chumra. Because be'emes and b'nei Yisrael, there's a heter of shoygig. Oynis is not a heter, because you have to be moiser nefesh, yarek val yagur, but shoygig is a teretz. By a benoyach shoygig is not a teretz, but oynis is a teretz. And the Yam said, but the Yidden, even though they're also shoygig and also oynis, don't have a teretz, because like I'll be oynis, I want to be machmer that they have a din of a benoyach, and like I'll be shoygig, I have a ma. And the Ebrister says, there's a famous Yerushalmi, a person that's either like Beishamai, Bekuleyen, Bechumreyen, or like Beisilel, someone that's machmer, both, is a shoyta. So Hashem is telling him, shoyta, klumat adon, at the same time, shoygig kemezit ve'oynis kerotzen, it's the parashas drochem, it's not moshtikl. That's what he says. So we see as Aderech HaLimit, getting back to our things, so I want to suggest that Ulai, the Machloikis Mogen Avram and Rabbi Kiva Eger has Shrushim, it's really a Machloikis earlier. The Hainu Azeh. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidden, Moshe to tell the Yidden, no. He says, please take from the Biza of Mitzrayim. And the Eberster says to Moshe to tell the Yidden, they should please take but from the Biza of Mitzrayim. Shelo yoymer oisoi tzadik, Avram Avinu shouldn't complain. Va'avodim v'inu oisom ki yamta behem. Va'achar he came, yetzu berchash godol ki yamta behem. So Hashem tells Moshe to tell the Yidden, please take the Biza in Mitzrayim, because otherwise Avram Avinu is going to complain. Frek the goyin mi Vilna. Why does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell Moshe to tell the Yidden to take the Biza, because otherwise Avram Avinu is going to have a complaint? The Rabbeinu Shleilem was maftiach a Biza. Va'achar he came, yetzu berchash godol. So why is he telling them to take the rechush only because Avram Avinu is going to have a complaint? The Teretz is HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds like the Mogen Avram, and he holds that the Biza in the Yam is also part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim is Be'etzim. If you say, Os Yashir, Yumakayim, Zachir, Os Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he knows that the Yidden are going to take the rechush in the Yam. And there's no need, necessity, tzoyrech, behechleit, that they have to take Biza in Mitzrayim. Because the Kiyam of the Haftocha Al Emes of Ba'achrikayim Yetzu Bruchosh Gadol could Shapir be Niskayim with the Biza Sayam. But Avram Avinu holds like Rabbi Kveger and the Chasam Sofer, and the Ebrister says, please tell the Yidden that Avram shouldn't have Tainis, that they should also take the Biza in the Yam. Come to Christ, the Machloikis Achroinim already has Shroshim in a Machloikis earlier. Now you have later in the Parsha, Vayavoyu Marosa. They couldn't drink the water because kimorim hain. What does that mean? What was bitter? The water was bitter. That's a good pshat. I also learned like that. The water was bitter, but the Baha'ilag of Baal Shem Tov says different pshat. He says, because they were bitter. When a person is bitter, everything tastes bitter. It doesn't make a difference. Can essen honig and tired of us is isvi honig, but if you're bitter inside, Ipsis bisser in the veining, it's not going to work. So, kivelayachulishlis mayim imorak imorim hain. If a person is bitter, it's not going to work. So, the Ipsis gives an eitzah. The eitzah is to take the eitz, vayashlech el hamayim, ein mayim el toira. Jump into the water of toira. Krich zicharayin into the mesikas ha toira, and that's a way to take away your own bitterness. Then you have the parish of the mon. It says Hayoim three times. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Afkuf Yitzayin, this is a remes for the three Sudas on Shabbos. Three Sudas is one on Leil Shabbos and two by day. Rav Chitka argues, it's a machlokes Tanoim. Rav Chitka holds that it's three Sudas by day, besides the one on Leil Shabbos. He darshans the same three Hayoims, but he has a Suda Balayla and another three by the day. We know that the Sudas of Shabbos are all, the Sudas are Keneged, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Lava Malka is Keneged David, and Rav Chitka Suda is Keneged Rav Chitka. And there's an Inyan, we also eat Lechem Mishnah by the Sudas on Shabbos. Why do we eat Lechem Mishnah? So the truth is, everything on Shabbos is double. The Korban Tamid is one Keves, and on Shabbos we do, on Yom Tov there's all kinds of Purim, Elam, Kvasim, and things, but on Shabbos, what's the Musif? A lechem mishnah, two more kvasim. A lot of things on Shabbos is doubled. Shabbos is kafel. But the emes is, the inyan of lechem mishnah is because of the mon. Because the mon fell the double portion on Shabbos. There's a shaila, we are noyeg to eat lechem mishnah also by Yom Tif. But the emes is, on Erev Yom Tif, did the mon fall down a double portion? It's a machlokes rishonim. Toisus and beitzah, daf beizah, mebeizah, is mesupik. If on Yom Tif, If on Erev Yom Tif, then one fell double. Taisim Pesachim Daf Kuf Design talks about it. It's Negeya Legabe Taisim in Beitz. He's talking about Hachana Mishabes LeYom Tif. In Pesachim Daf Kuf Design, Taisim is talking about the Machlokes about that on Pesach by Leila Seder, when it's not Chal on Shabbos, that L'chari you only have two matzahs, and then you break one in half, Lechem Oini, and then you don't have Lechem Mishnah anymore. So there are those. Some a few people in this room have that minig, that we actually have three matzahs. The Ramah brings such a minig. And we break the middle one, and then you still have Lechem Mishnah. But Tosis brings, and many of the Rishonim, and the Goyin, and the Rambam, and a lot of the Rishonim, and maybe Rashi. We once talked about what Rashi sheet is about it. Yes, there's Stiris and Rashi. But if it's only two, and you break one in half, so it's not Lechem Mishnah. So Toich Advorim, Tosis says, who says this Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov, if only on Shabbos? What would be when Pesach is on Shabbos? That's a different story. That's another kasha from the Manishtana. But whether there was Lechem Mishnah also on Yom Tif. The truth is, we have Avada Noig Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos and on Yom Tif. On Shabbos, though, we're Beitzeya the lower. On Leil Shabbos, we're Beitzeya the lower of the two Chalas. On Shabbos day and on Yom Tif, it's the upper Chala. Although many Rishonim, including the Goyim, they're Beitzeya on both. And that's why we know that the Emes, a person is supposed to have Yud Beis Chalas. There's an Inyan from Alpi Kabbalah, the Arizal, would have 12 Chalas. So some people have one big Chala that breaks into 12. And the reason is because it's connected to Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, which had 12 chalas, 6 on each side. Some have only 2 chalas, but they're long, so they're shaped like a vav, so it's a vav and a vav. And according to the gra, that your baitseya, both chalas by each sudas, so each sudas, 2 chalas cut in half is 4, times 3 sudas is 12. And of course, a pashat yid with 2 chalas is also yid bais chalas. A yid with bais chalas is also yud bais. So one way or the other, you get to the yud bais chalas. Now, the Gabi, the din of Lechem Mishnah, according to the Goyin, you're Beitzeya both. But Naniach that you're not, and you're only Beitzeya one. So, some interesting halacha shailos, we're not paskening, of course, but I'm just asking, what's the din of a frozen challah? Can you use a frozen challah for your Lechem Mishnah? Is it mukta? Can you use a challah that's still tevel? Can you use pasakim if you are makbid on pasakim? Could you use matzah on Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, where of course you're eating a special kind of matzah, that's matzah ashira, that you're not yotze to say it with, but can use for the Lechem Mishnah, Shmura matzah, that you wouldn't eat now. Is there an inyan of Lechem Mishnah by Kiddush, when you're making it on 2 pieces of kugel, or 2, what's it called, is there an inyan over there also to have shleimois? And v'cha heino rabbis, there are many interesting shailas in the Gedorim of Lechem Mishnah. Another interesting shaila I saw in Rambam state, in Hilchas Bishul, because the Pasuk says that the man would fall earlier on the day before, on Shabbos, and Hashem tells them beferish, Eis asher teifu eifu, ve'eis asher tevashelu vashelu, cook it before Shabbos, prepare it before Shabbos. The problem is the Rambam, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, says that mevashel b'chamei tveri is potter, and then he says, ha'mevashel b'dover ha'mevushel kol tzarechei, bishul achar bishul. Or, dover she'enoi tzarech bishul klal potter. State in the Rambam, there's no iser do'iraisa, to cook something that's edible when it's ne'echal chai. There's a shaila to learn, but kipshutoi the prima god, the menubi kivegim, and the tzlach, and the kaved kashaisa, and many, the aglital, many acharim, they learn kipshutoi in the Rambam, that you're not osir the isser of bishul on something that's ne'echal k'moy shehu chai. I saw this brought down Rabbi Kivegim, and in one place there's a whole complex case in Hilchas Bishul, when you're covering a pot, and there are fruits that are in the pot, and then it says there, Mechabi, you might come to Bishul, Frek Rabbi Kivegim over there, talking about fruits that are edible already, he says, Yizikha not going to come to a derais. If it's edible already, it's going to, we have to know, is it usher to cook water? The water was edible before. Interesting shaila is the Gabi, the mon. What was the problem? The mon, you can think whatever you want, and then it's edible. So what does it mean that you have to cook the mon? What does it mean you have to cook the mon? And the Pasuk saying the Farish, make sure to get the mon extra on Friday and cook it then. Don't cook it on Shabbos. What would be problem if you cooked the mon on Shabbos? You could eat the mon without cooking. It's edible already anyways. So what isser are you doing if you're being mevashel the mon? That was the question that the Achronim asks. I was just interesting thought. You know, the mon could taste like whatever you're thinking. And there's matu mishmei, I just saw this in the sefer, he piped shver, I want to speak out of terror, that it's matu mishmei of the Chofetz Chaim, that vosat the mon gven, what was the tam, ven nishgetracht? And the Chofetz Chaim said a big yisoid in life, as mitracht nisht hotes nishken tam. And it's a yesoid not only for the mon, it's a yesoid b'chlal, if you don't think, a sotnish kentam. And the kash is that the pasuk says first that the mon was ketzapiches bidvash. L'chara, that's was when you weren't thinking. And the answer is no.
The Chofetz Chaim is gerecht. As mitracht nicht, hot es nicht kentan. When did the mon taste like a tzapichas bedvash? Twice. If you thought that it should taste like a tzapichas bedvash, of course, but that's just another zach. But who would then, if you thought that the mon should taste like mon? The pasuk says that mon tastes like tzapichas bedvash. As mitracht nicht, hot es nicht kentan. But the question is, what about bishul? So someone told me, what do you mean? If you think lehedya should taste like raw meat, it's going to taste like raw meat, and you have to cook it. So weiter, the mon could be something that does need cooking. Mitracht that it should be raw meat. But could be, and maybe this is a chiddush, would it be a problem on Shabbos? The mon is right now in mon format, yeah? And you're thinking it should taste like cooked meat. Is that bishul? Is the machshava itself bishul? Ken's saying, that's goof what we're saying. Cook it with bishul of machshava on Friday, because you can't cook it on Shabbos, but we have to keep on cooking this vart. It's not pashut. We'll just end off that at the end of the parsha. It says that there are 116 psukim, remez, there's always a remez for the amount of psukim, and it's yad emuna. And the reason yad emuna is because it says in the pasuk actually, vayihi yodav emuna ad boy hashemesh. It also says vayaminu b'hashem v'moshe avdoi. It says also mon hu is the oisius of emuna. So avada, there's plenty of yodais over here for the yad emuna in this week's parsha. Good.